Gimel Brises. Mila has 13 times in his parasha Lashon of Bris. Such Rashi, Sorach Sheyaktim Bris the Torah. Kegoin our Bris Choshech Asantim Yisrael. We are Torah Shem Atonu. We are Chaim Shechen Atonu. Torah Nitnu B'Sholosh Brises. Rashi B'Sholosh Mekoinos Nitnu Atoru Yisrael. The Sinai V'Yoyo Moed Ovahar Grizim Ovayavus Moed. So here it's a theory. Rashi says four places, and we're saying only three. So the Bach says in Hey, it's a Machlekes Tanoim, which is the three. Bach says Torah Nitnu the Sinai Nitzvei Tanoi Pligi Bohosom Lechaton Amoitzi Hagrizim Vareva Lamachnis Oyel Moed. So Shala, you gurus either Oyel Moed or else the Hagrizim, but we're not gurus both together. So now we have three places. Trashi Bechol Echad Nichra Sobris. All these three places says Bris in the Torah. Ketanim Masechta Soita. Oror Bechlal Bechlal the Oror Befrat. Vechain Boyel Moed. Shinema Eilu Divriya Bris. Ashetiva Hashem es Moishel Lichres es Bnei Yisrael Bieretz Moi Mlamed Milvad Abris Ashakor Asitom Bechor Oksiv Ushmartim es Dibri Abris. It says three times the word Gris by Torah. Vashem came by Mila Zatrashi Mila Nitna B'Yudgiv Abrisis the Pashis Mila She Nitna L'Avram Avino Hein Tzuvim. It says there 13 times in the Pasuk in Yina Bris. Therefore Bris comes first, so we have to first say we have Bris Chosh Asante Vesuenom then we have Torah. I skip the Rashi. Rashi before said, Rashi says, Sorech, Rashi before, Sorech sheyizkor bo bris, what's the Indian to mention bris and birchas amozen? So Rashi said before, birchas orex, shayidei bris nitli avrom. Because b'schus bris milo, avrom was zoiche with Eretz Yisrael. The pashas milo, for nesat l'chol azarecha, achrecha, esorets migurecha. As after Avrom made a bris milo, then Hashem gave him the brocha to have Eretz Yisrael. And the same thing, Torah, the Trashi talks, Shaska, but Torah, Shaf, Bishus, HaTorah, via mitzvahs, Yoshua, Soritz. Bishus, of Limit, HaTorah, Klai Yisrael, got Eretz Yisrael. Shenema, Laman, Tichyun, Revisem, Mavosem, Yirashtem, Esoritz. Because you'll live and learn Torah there in Eretz Yisrael, you'll be Zerich at Eretz Yisrael. That's why this is the bracha we're giving Shvach, that Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael, Aloretz, Ve'al Amozem. So we have to mention it, the two schusim, why we got Eretz Yisrael. Because of Bris and because of Torah. Right. Rav Abba Oimer Sorach Shiyonabo Hoido Tchila Vislaif. When it comes to Birchas Oretz, you have to say Hoido at the beginning at the end. It means we start off with Noidelcho. Noidelcho is time to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu a Shvach at the beginning, and then we say V'yala Kril Hashem Akeinu Anachnu Moedim Loch. So we start off and we end off this Baruch Hu with Hoido. Rav Abba Oimer Sorach Shiyonabo Hoido Tchila Vislaif. Rashi Tchilu V'Soif Noido Hashem Lekeinu V'Yakula Hashem Lekeinu Wanu Moedim Loch. Oh, the Rashi's Gyrsa. It's our Gyrsa V'Yalakur Hashem Lekeinu Anachnu Moedim Loch. That's why we have an Arichas in Birchas Haaretz that this Gemara to start off with Haido and to end off with the Haido. V'Hapichis, if you don't want to say so much, Lo Yivchas Miechad, at least one Haido you should say. Either say Noido Lecho or else say Alakur Anachnu Moedim Loch. At least one. V'Hapichis Miechad. But if you don't, the Rosh means the Pshat is, but if you don't even say one of these two, Sadoah, Hareze and Maguna. It's not a nice benching. So the Mishnah Berurah is Medayik that Hareze and Maguna means not nice. Like Yoyti Dechavosli. It's considered a benching. If you said, Baruch Hashem, Azon Esakil, we just said, Abris Chosh Hashem to Vesreinu, the Atarosh Hashem Maratonu, Baruch Hashem Alot Vial Amozin, Yoyti Midiraisa. It's a Maguna, it's not nice. Because Mitchili is supposed to say the Shvach of the Ador at the beginning at the end. But if you don't say it, it's just Harez the Maguna, but you're still Yoitzu. Harez the Maguna. Ruchol HaChoysin, whoever ends off, Manchil Artsois Babirchus Oretz, if you say not just Baruch Atzor Hashem Alos Ve'al Amozen, but you add Manchil Artsois Babirchus Oretz, O Mashiach Yisrael Babayne Yerushalayim, and the bracha of Boinei Yerushalayim, instead of saying what we do, Baruch Ato Hashem, Boinei Barachim of Yerushalayim, you say, Umoshiyat Yisrael, and Baruch Ato Hashem, HaMoshiyat Yisrael, Boinei Barachim of Yerushalayim, you add in this Moshiyat Yisrael, is a razor bur. That's not a good thing. That's a bur. It's not the way you're supposed to bench. V'chol she'ena oimeh bris v'toyrim v'birchus oretz. And if you don't say bris and Torah in the Birchas Oretz, like you said, you don't say the bris kosh v'santiv v'sreinu, and you don't say the atzeros v'shal maratonu, or else umalchus beizav v'boini v'shlayim, when it comes to rachim nor, you don't say the words of mealchuscha beizav v'mishichecha, is lo yotzir dei chavosai. These things are likuva. These three things are likuva. You have to say bris and oritz in noydu l'cho, and you have to say malchus beis dovid. Now the question is if this is midiraisa or not. The chur midiraisa, we have psukim before, you have to have three brachas. You have to say hazon, you have to say al oritz ve'al amozen, and you have to say ben yushlayim. But where does it say you have to mention midiraisa, brischa, and Torah? Who says that? So Boshigran is only with the Rabban and this chiyuv to say, like Rashi says, there's an Indian to mention bris, a bris mila and Torah in the Birchas Haaretz, plus the schus, these two mitzvahs, we run into Eretz Yisrael. But Tais Tashit and Rav Chofi, the Gemara we had then cleared, is an Isha l'chuyiv of Birchas HaMazim midirais or not. That was the Gemara Shaila. Tais is there was Maz, but what's the tzad to say Isha is not midirais? But so he says, because since the Gemara says, you have to say bris and Torah and bris amazin, and an ish is not the chlal of bris mila, and she's not the chlal limin atayrah, therefore it's only midirabonim. So according to Tais Shiti, you see this is the right to dechiyah. That midiraisa, you have to be mechuyah to say mila and atayrah. And an isha that doesn't have the chiyah to say these two things, they're part of midiraisa. That was Tais Shiti. And Latay Shita and Echam, when Isha benches, she's not mechuyev to say, we have briska shanta v'skreinu, we have rosh v'seman atonu. But the Mishnah brings down for the machrein and the yon lay to do with them. As man is there, the Isha dav is a regular benching that we do, they do say this. But Tayyiz learns this in the Duraisa. The Chazanish and the Mishnah talk about, there's a shal in the achreinim, the one is a lot of rishonim say that b'dievet, if you ate a meal, you ate a lechem, you mechuyev to make to bench. And instead of benching, you make an ala michya. You say a brach of miyain sholosh. There are a lot of shittas which are going to say, but the ever do yotzen. That with a brach of miyain sholosh, ala michya, you could be yotzen, brichas and mozim midiraisa. But what's the hezra? Because midiraisa, there's no chia to say the bedafka three separate brachas. Midiraisa, you have to be maskir these three in yonim. You have to be maskir hazon, you have to be maskir oritz, and you have to be maskir ben yushlayim. And in the brach of ala michya, we mention all these three things. So, but the ever the shita told you are yaitzim and the raitzah with an alamichia. That's how they get away with the question we said, really, pasta baba kiss an our cake is a suffix if it's called bread or not. It's really a suffix. Like a lot of shita is, if you eat chocolate cake, it's mamish bread. You should have to make a moitz and you have to bench on it. But about the Rashom shita that say, no, it's only like cake, we go lakuna, we only make a burning mazainis, and we only make an alamichia. So the kasha is though, but since it's a suffix, and that benching is a chiyuv midiraisa, so midiraisa should be mechuyev to bench. How could we be saying on a suffix only to make an alamichya on cake? Maybe cake is really bread, and on that side of midiraisa you have to bench. So Rishonim give a teretz is that b'di'evid midiraisa you're yotze benching in alamichya. Therefore monoshach, even on the side to say cake is really bread, you're yotze benching with the alamichya. That's what she's to say. So about this only a suffix, it may us a suffix if it's bread or not. So Rabbanan said, only make an alamichya. The Kopan and the Chazonia is just a kasha though, but you're not saying bris and Torah. And alamichya, we don't mention the word about bris, mila. And we don't mention alamichya, word about Torah. So our Gemara says if you bench without bris and without Torah, you're not yotze de birchas mazon. And Torah shita that's even midiraisa. So how would the child to say within alamichya, the yotze midiraisa benching? So Chazonia says, Avada, these shitas are going to learn that our Gemara only means with the Rabbanan. Avada midiraisa yotze benching, even if you don't say bris and Torah. It's only yechid with the Rabbanan to mention, like Rashi says, it's a svara. That since because of these two mitzvahs you got to have to the Rabbanan said he's supposed to say it. And the Rabbanan went so far to say that if he's missed this in benching, he has to bench over again. But that's only the Rabbanan that yechid. But midiraisa yotze even without saying these. Therefore it's past to say in ala michya is also yaitza birchas amazim midiraisa. So these shittas and halacha, our Gemara is only midirabonin, that you have to say bris and Torah, and if you don't say it, the Rabbanin said you have to bench over again. Right? So Gemara Messiah le'ele Reb Ilo, the Yom Reb Ilo, Yom Reb Yaakov Baracha, Mishum Rabbeinu, Kol Lushloi Oma Bris v'Torah v'Birchas Oretz, whoever doesn't say bris chosha samta and otros chosha maratonu, O Malchus Bezov v'Bernu Yishalayim, is layotzi v'echobosei. It's a call for him to do a bonin, he's not here, it's a benching, he has to bench over again. So my pligi bo, Abba Yosef, ben Dostoyev Rabbon. So my pligi is, how do you have to make the last brach of benching? Hatev Yametiv. Is Chad Omer Hatev Yametiv Tzricha Malchus. Like we say it, we start off Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Oilom, we say Malchus, Melech Oilom, Hokeil Ovinu Malkeinu Adireinu, like we say it. V'chad Omer, no, ain't a Tzricha Malchus. You don't have to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. You just say Baruch Atah Hashem Hakel Avinu. You don't have to say Melech Olam. What's the Machlokes Tolim? Man di yoma tzricha malchus kisava the rabbanim. Like we hold that Bani Yerushalayim is only with the rabbanim. They're masakin al haruge beitar. They're masakin to say Bani Yerushalayim. So Melo, the first bracha is midiraita. You finish benching by Bani Rabbi Yerushalayim. Amen. Now you're starting the new bracha. So you have to start off with the baruch, and every bracha needs malchus. So you have to say melech olam. On a man di yoma ena tzricha malchus kisava the raita. He holds. The fourth bracha, Tevi Meitiv, is a chelik of benching midiraita. There are four brachas. So, Mel, this provides a bracha smucha lechaberta, and every bracha smucha lechaberta does not have to start off with malchus. Just like the other brachas, we say bracha to Hashem, Alor Tzvi Ala Mozen. We don't say Lekeinu Melech Olam, but since Alor Tzvi Ala Mozen is somuch to the first bracha, the beginning of benching, but then we say Lekeinu Melech Olam, Azan Yes Olam, is the first Melech Olam goes for the whole benching. So if you hold that Tevi Meitiv is also midiraita, it's like part of the first malchus, you don't have to say again malchus. That's this machlekes. Like we hold that it's a bracha of the Rabbonin, it's like a new chiyiv, you have to start off with a new bracha. Halakeinu melech olam. If you hold this, it's just a continuation of Birchas Hamazon, it's a bracha smucha chaberta, you just start off with a baruch without malchus. So to Rashi, man di yom tzricha malchus ksavar di Rabbonin. Hilkach, la bracha smucha chaberta hi, shein me Birchas Haaretz. It's not from the Birchas of Mazon of benching, it's like a new bracha now. So you have to start off with a new baruch. This is part of Birchas Haaretz. To the Yom Eliel, Ashenosan Lecho, Zehatoy Biyametiv. Mamish Apostle, that this man Yom Adashim is that way. The heavy law of Ruch Brocha Smuch Lechaberto. It's called the Brocha Smuch Lechaberto. You don't have to say Melech Olam. So Rashi Yomi Yopesech Baba Baruch. The Chur Rashi's body. But the one that says it's Midiraisa, so Brocha Smuch Lechaberto doesn't start off with the Baruch, it only ends off with the Baruch. Just like the other Brochas before, Meidu Lecho. We don't start Meidu Lecho with the Baruch, we only end off with a Baruch HaTor Hashem Alos Tzvi Ala Mozen. Same thing, Bani Yerushalayim. We start off with Rachim Hashem Lakeinu, and we only end off with Bani Barachimo. So if this is part of benching, it should have started off just Hakel Avinu Makenu Adreinu, and end off with a Baruch. That's Rashi's Kasha. Why doesn't it end off with a Baruch? So Rashi, Omi Yopesev Baba Baruch Lefi Shepschos Sehich Simosoi Shekulai Doachasi. Rashi tells us this Baruch of Hakel Avinu is really a very short Baruch. It only has one Inyan of Hedor. V'yeino ha-hafsoka, it doesn't have different hafsoka, different inyonim in the bracha. V'doimo l'birchas ha-peres ha-mitzvus. A-birchas ha-peres ha-mitzvus, you only say one bracha. Bracha to Hashem l'kenem alach oylam. Bracha Hashem bari creates. V'yos ha-la-mitzvus. We just make one short bracha. So really this bracha, of Atev Yomekiv, is a short bracha. So therefore we just start and doesn't end off. That's Rashi's pshat. Tais is leaning on Rashi, and Tais says no. But would have been a smuch lechaberta vada, the rabbonim would have been a sack in it that it should end off with the bracha. The Tais is shita zayin achanami. Tais is yishloim with achanami. Well, the man the yistle shidi yiraisa, the one that holds that toiv a meitiv is midiraisa he choisim v'loy pesach in achanami. There's a different nusach according to that man the yoma. It only ends off with the baruch, and the sack doesn't start with a baruch. The chen yistle put a sefta behed yet, a sefta like that. But kofar v'maisa sam ageya. And there is the mi you are not kaimelon shimid rabbonin. We hold the vada tov yemeitiv is only mid rabbonin. Lekach tzricha malchus kviyama tzricha shtei malchus bam nidei. Therefore, we hold it's like a new bracha starting off something new, and you have to say bracha to Hashem akenu melech olam. You have to say malchus because it's a new bracha. Tov rabbon, malu chayisim bebinyan Yerushalayim. How do we end off the bracha of binyan Yerushalayim? As we say bnei bracha of Yerushalayim amen. Now, how do you make this bracha? How do you end it off? Reb Yosi, Reb Yehuda Weimer, Moshiach Yisrael. That's what you say. You don't have to say Bein Ebrach Yerushalayim, you just say Moshiach Yisrael, the helper of Klal Yisrael. For the Gemara, Moshiach Yisrael im Binyan Yerushalayim loy. L'chura, this bracha is called the bracha Binyan Yerushalayim. So how can't you say it? Ela'ema at Moshiach Yisrael. First one instead, you say both. You say, Bracha to Hashem, HaMoshiach Yisrael, Bein Ebrach Yerushalayim Amen. He holds yourself too. Rizmar Rabba, Trashi Bein Yerushalayim Loi, Trashi Betmiya, Im Chosam Bein Yerushalayim, Lav Chasimehi, Halayika Bracha Yerushalayimi. This is a Bracha, was taken a Kodesh Bracha, we got to Yerushalayim. So how can't we say Yerushalayim? Ela Eimah Af Moshiach. In Volachton, Moshiya Yisrael, Voloichosam, Bene Yerushalayim is also Yotza. Shechuach Yisrael, he been in Yerushalayim. Same thing. You said Moshiya Yisrael, Hashem saved Klal Yisrael. How did he save Klal Yisrael? With Yerushalayim? That's the same thing. Bar Rabba, Bar Bar Huna, Ikloy Levei Resh Galusa. He went to visit Resh Galusa. Is Posach Bechoda, the Sayim Batardi. He started off with one, and he ended off with both. Rashi Posach Bechoda. Kishisho Bebrocho Layom Arachem Hashem, Al Yisrael Anecho, Va Yishlaim Yirecho, Elachas Mehem. He only said one. As we Lamais to do the opposite, we say both. We start off Rachim No Hashem Okeinu, Al Yisrael Anecho, so we say Yisrael Anecho, Va Yishlaim Yirecho, we say both. He denied that. He only started off with one. Either he said Al Yisrael Anecho, or else Al Yishlaim Yirecho. Posach Bechoda, only with one Shvach, the same Batarti. He ended off with two, Moshiach Yisrael and Boine Brach Yishloim. Omer Rav Chizur, Chizur told that to him, Gavruso Lemechta Batarti, is it so gewalt, is it such a big thing, to end off with two Brachis? Shaker, it's no good to end off with two. For Tanya, Rebbe Yainer, Ein Chais from Mishnayim. When you make a Bracha, you're supposed to only mention one Indian in the Bracha. Not for two brachas. Rashi, ain't chayson b'shtayim, says Rashi, she'doim men l'yoyse mitzvah chavilus. It's like you're doing the mitzvah over and over again. Ki eichet diyom me'enoim men beit kedushas ha'kois echud. You shouldn't make like two times kiddush on the same kois. It's like you're mavazin the mitzvah, you're doing the same mitzvah over and over again. So it's gemar gufo. Rebbe yoyner ain't chayson min b'shtayim. You should not end off two in yonim in the same bracha. We say Aloras Fialamozin. And the second bracha we say in Rikhli Yanov, Aloras Fialamozin, the Chur is two in Yonim. We say Eretz and we say Mozin. And the Gemara, no, that's not Shver. Eretz the Maske Mozin. It's the same thing. It's saying the Eretz Yisrael that brings out the Mozin. That's Mamish one in you. Correct, Aloras Fialaperis. I will make a bracha achreina on eating the Paris and the Zayim Aminim. We say also Aloras Fialaperis, two things. So the more the same Paris. Eretz the Maska Peris. It means Eretz Yisrael, or the Eretz that brings out the Peris. I by Shab Yontif we say Nekadish Yisrael v'Yazmanim. So we're saying Yisrael and Zmanim the Yontif. And to the Gemara, no, it's one thing. It's Yisrael Shekachinu Zmanim. It's the Bezin that's Mekadish the Chodesh, and then we have the Yontif. So it's one Inyan. Mekadish Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim and Rosh Chodesh we say two things. The same thing. Yisrael the Kachinu Rosh Chodeshim. It's the Klai Yisrael, the Bezin, that's in Kaddish Rosh Chodesh, the man when we have a Rosh Chodesh. Mekadesh now on Shabbos, though, in Yontif, we say, if Yontif comes out on Shabbos, we say, Mekadesh HaShabbos, the Yisrael V'Yazmanim. And here, look, it's two different in Yonim. Rashi, Mekadesh HaShabbos, the Yisrael V'Yazmanim. V'Hocho Lekla Meima Yisrael Mekadesh L'Shabbos. Here you can't say it's the Yidin that's Mekadesh L'Shabbos, Uzmanim. Vil Uzmanim, or Yontif, Kliim Bebezdin. Lekadosh Chodoshim. A Yontif is telling you what day of the month it is. How do you have it? Through Kiddush HaChodesh. Al Fihiriyah. Al Vul Shabbos Kiddusha V'Kaimo. Shabbos every seventh day. The Eibush is Mekadosh Shabbos. Not us that's Mekadosh it. So it's two different in Yonim, one Bracha. We say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yazmanim. And the Gemara Chutz Mizu. This is the only time it's different. Umayishna, what's the difference? Why here we say two? Hoche Chodehi. Hosem Tarti. Here still it's considered like one thing. So Rashi Chutz Mizu Umayishna Hoche Chodehi. Ain kan ela bracha virchas mekadish. It's like one bracha of kedusha. She mevorach la kodesh baruch hu. We thank the kodesh baruch hu. She mekadish hashabbos v'yazmanim. The kodesh baruch gave us such an inyan of kedusha. He's mekadish to us a yomtiv and he's mekadish to us a shabbos. Avul Moshiach Yisrael ubeni Yerushalayim tarti milanim. Those are two different things. The ain kolim days of our mebrachach. It's not nice to mention two different yonim in one bracha. Maishna Chodiv, awesome tarti. So tomorrow, Kol Chodiv v'Chodiv v'Yatne Nafshe. Therefore, you have each one is a special Indian by itself. Heis Moshiach Yisrael Hashem Sev Klai Yisrael. And Bani Yishlaim is another Indian. So you can't mention two in the same bracha. So tomorrow, V'Taim Amai and Chesun B'Shtayim, what's the reason why we shouldn't say two in Yonim in one bracha? So the Gemara, Lufi, Shein Oisin, Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus. It's not nice like to make the mitzvahs over and over again. Like in Mevazah the mitzvah, you're doing the same thing of piles and piles of the same mitzvah, with the same chetzah. So the Gemara, my heavy law, what's the maskana? How are we chosen? How do we end off the bracha? My heavy law, Omer Arsheshis, Posach Barachem Alam Cho Yisrael, like we do, Rachem Hashem Lakeinu Yisrael Amecha, to start off at that, Chosen Bo Mashiach Yisrael, that's what he yields. If you start off with Alam Cho Yisrael, end off with Mashiach Yisrael. Posach Barachem Ayushlaim, if you start off just mentioning Yushlaim, then Chosen Bo Bani Yushlaim. Hey, this Indian, the Chsima should be Mein Atzicha. What you start off with, that's what you should end off with. We, the Maisa, we start off with two things. We start off with Al Yisrael Amecha and with Al Yushlaim Yurecha. But he also says, every one you start off with, that's the one you end off with. You start off with Yisrael Amecha, end off with Mashiach Yisrael. You start off with Yushlaim, end off with Bani Yushlaim. We have Nachmu Nama No. Afilu Tosein Barachim Al Yisrael. Afilu, you start off just talking about Mashiach Yisrael, Rachim Yisrael, Chaisim Bani Yushlaim. You have to end off this bracha like we do with Bnei Yushlayim. Yishum Shenemar, the pasuk says, Bnei Yushlayim Hashem Nitcha Yisrael Yechanis. Amos say Bnei Yushlayim, it's when does the Kodesh Baruch Hu build up Yushlayim, Bnei Yushlayim Hashem, Bizman Shenitcha Yisrael Yechanis. When the Vi Yemaisa Mashiach, when the Vi Yeknis of Christ all together. Rashi, Pasach Bialam Chi Yisrael, Divinin Chatzimo Miyem Sicha. You always have to end off with the main what you started from. Rav Nachman says no. Bnei Yushlayim Tshuas Yisraeli. That even though you start out with only about Yushlayim, with Yeshuas Yisrael, you start off saying Al Yisrael Amecha, still you could end off with Bnei Yushlayim. Why is that end part of the Tchila? The Chsiv, Bnei Yushlayim Hashem, the Yod Nitcha Yisrael Chanim. It's by the Binyan Yushlayim, that would be the skula that the big clients all together. So you start off saying Al Yisrael Amecha, you could end off with Binyan Yushlayim, the Tahainu Hach. It's been Yushlaim and Yisrael Amecha, the same thing. On Alei, Reb Zeiro, the Reb Chizda. Nisni Mar, let the Mar sit down. The Nisni, a teacher, Sinchas, Birchas, a Mosin, teach us. On Alei, he answered back, Birchas, Mazan, Alei, Gemurna. I myself don't know how to bench. O Tanuya, Masina, I should teach you how to bench. On Alei, my high, what happened? What do you mean you don't know Sinchas, Birchas, a Mosin, what happened to you? On Alei, no, I went to visit Resh Galusa. Me the bench. I said the benching for everybody. In the middle of my benching, the Zokve Rasheshis Lepuayolai, Techaviri. When I was benching, Rasheshis like jumped up in astonishment and turned his head to me like a snake, as he got angry with me. If I says he made some mistake in the middle of benching, the Rasheshis jumped up and looked at him. What are you doing? That's not benching. The Yamai, what happened? How come Rasheshis got angry with you? The Layamri, because I didn't say Lay Bris for Lay Terra Lamachos. I didn't see all these things in benching. So Pshita, Rasheshis got angry at him. He left you not your 8 day benching. For the Mar of Yamai Lamarta, how come you didn't say a time? There's a good cash on you. We learned before you both say Bris and Terra. Zok the Kerav Chanana Lamarav. He holds like a Chanana Lamarav. Yamarav Chanana Lamarav. Layama Bris for Terra Machos Yotza. He holds, even though you don't say these three things, still Yotza. Bris, why? Lefi Shaina B'Noshim. Svara, since Noshim don't have Bris Mila, it's not Mistarvus the Kuba B'Birchas HaMosim. It's possible to know that Noshim are Mechuyim B'Diraisa to bench. So it's not Mistarvus B'Diraisa or the Likuba, you have to mention Mila. Teira or Malchus Lefi Shaina Mlai B'Noshim Lai B'Avodim. And also, since Noshim and Avodim have to bench, it's not Mistarvus, you have to mention it. Crept the Tanoim back to him. The Yad Shaftas Golhani Tenoy Vemroy Vyabdas Karav, the Sarah good cash on you. And the Sheshis was right, why did I angry with you? What's up, he didn't like Rav? And why did you forget about all the Amroy and the Yad before? He said, Lalalocha, we know Bris and Ter is Rikuva. And Punk Yechapt on the Yochid like Rav, like Rav? Sarah cash on you. And Lalocha, it's like that. That if you don't say Bris Chashasanti Bishchenu and Teros Chashamatonu, you have to bench over again. Omar Rabba Baba Chonam Rabbi Yechinen. Hatzoy Vyad Native. Like we said, you have to start off saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. You have to say Malchus. For the Gemara, Ma'aseh Mashmalon. The what called Baruch Hashem Bo Malchus Lo Yishma Baruch. Without saying Melech Olam, it's not called a Baruch. For the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Chodesh Zimna. Rabbi Yochanan said already once. Amar Rabbi Zera. So Emperor Rabbi Zera here is saying a Chiddush. Loimer Shetzricha Shtei Malchus. You have to say two times the word Malchus in this Baruch. Like we do, we say Hakel Lavinu Malkeinu. Even though we said Malkeinu Melech Olam, we again say Malkeinu. We'll soon see, we say it three times. At the end, we also say, okay, look, Malkeinu Melech Olam, Hamelech Atoy. we say really three times Hamelech. You start off Melech Olam, then we say Okel Avinu Malkeinu, and then we say Hamelech Atoy. But so far he's saying you have to say it two times. Omer Abzeir Loim Shichol Eshvei Malchis. Why? Chodo Dido, one for it itself, but this bracha needs Malchus, for Chodo the Bani Yishlayim, and one for Bani Yishlayim. Has the bracha before Bin Yishlayim, since it's a bracha Smuch L'Chaberto, doesn't need a Melech Olam. So we say, Uvnei Yishlayim, Baruch Ato Hashem, Bani Brachma, we don't say Melech Olam. And Midin, it doesn't need a Melech, because it's Smuch L'Chaberto. But since there's no Malchus in Rachim, no Hashem L'Keinu, therefore you say two times Malchus and Fabian Mate. Correct. Gemara Yehochi, the boy is lost. If that's the Svara, now you're making up all the brachas that are Mitzvah Malchus, you have to have it three times. Chodah the day, once for Hatzavia Meitiv, for Chodah the Bani Yishlayim, that doesn't have Melech Olam, for Chodah the Birchus Horetz. He's Noid Elechor. We just said, no, Baruch Ato Hashem, Alos Vela Mozen. We don't say Melech Olam in Horetz. Why? Because it's Smuch Lechaverto. See, if for some reason you want to make up now for all the brachas of Smuch Lechaverto that doesn't have Melech Olam, make up for the three brachas. And if the Gemara has a Svara like this, Ella, Birchus Horetz, my time alloy, why don't we say Melech Olam? Mishum Nebila, Brucha, Brucha, Smuch Lechaverta. That's the cloud. It's a Brucha, summit to the first Brucha benching, which there we said, Brucha Tashem Lekeinu Melech Olam, Azon Yata Olam. And since we start off with Melech Olam, it applies for all the Bruchas. So the Zoy, Ben Yushlaim Namin Loiti Boy, Nebila Brucha, Smuch Lechaverta. You shouldn't have to have any reader. It's also Brucha, Smuch Lechaverta. And the Gemara, you're right. Who at the end of Filu Ben Yushlaim Namin Loiti Boy? Really, Ben Yerushalayim does need Melech Olam, like we say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Ben Yerushalayim, Ben Yerushalayim, Amen, that's enough. Elo, the reason why we make up another Malchus in Atavia Meitiv, I did the Yama Malchus based David, since in the middle of Rachim, we have to mention Malchus based David, is Avruch Ha'aryad Lo Yama Malchus Shemayim. It's not nice not to mention Malchus Shemayim also. So to put it in the Baruch of Ben Yerushalayim, we can't do it, because it's a Baruch HaSmuch L'Chaverto. Therefore, we're Moisev in Atavia Meitiv. Where Papa Rama Hochi come, where Papa says a bigger Kiddush. Tzricha shtei malchiyos levar medidei, like we do. And our Tzavia Meitiv, you have to say three times Melech. We say Melech Olam, Hakei Lovinu Makeinu, and now Melech Atoy. We say three times. Why three times? One for itself, and two for the other two brachas. Shema, levar medidei. So Tzavia says, Hez Briz that he holds that you have to make up for Bernie Yishlayim for the Gemara Svara. Because Ben Yerushalayim, you mention Malchus Beis David, so it's not nice not to mention Malchus Vashem. Now, once we made up for Ben Yerushalayim, it's not nice to leave out the Birchus Oretz without a Melech. The Melech, for cover of the Brachus Oretz, we also say Melech already. That's why he tells you to say three Brachus. That's why he says, Lema Shrecha Breis Brachus Ban Adai, Chad the Ben Yerushalayim, Tlavuch Ayah to mention Malchus Beis David without this. The Gambo and Yechonim Lema, in it itself you can't say it, to Hosmucha, he's a Smucha. He also already sticking another Malchus for Birchus Oretz. Apo Pishas Mukla Chaberto. Hoyul Lanitzkano of the Zeachazed Yeshua. Stout it, Zeachazed, about it, Ben Yerushalayim has it, we put it ready for Oretz also. That's what we do, we say three Malchus in Hatzav Yemeitim. Right. Yosef Rab Zeira Achure de Rab Gidul. The Yosef Rab Gidul Kaim de Rab Huna. The Yosef the Koma, Toer v'lohiskesh Shabbos. He was benching on Shabbos, and if he got to say what say, is Oimer, he has a new bracha that he could say, and Alacha this is providing Musun see, you didn't start the brachas of Atzav Yemeitiv. If you already started bracha Hashem Akeinu Melech Olam, Hakeil Avinu Makeinu, then you left out with say, the Alacha is you have to start over benching. But if you already said Bnei Rachel Yishlaim Amen, and you forgot to say what say, you're allowed to right here stick in this bracha. Toer v'lohiskesh Shabbos. Omer he says. Boruch Shenosin Shabbos Lamnuch Layamo Yisrael Vyavo Layois Labris Boruch Mekadesh Shabbos Omele Man Omer, who said over this halacha? Rav Hoda Yosef Akoma. Then he sat down and said another halacha Tov Lehiske Sho Yomtiv. In Yomtiv he's got in benching to mention Yalav Yavoi. Is Oime you have right to say, but again, if you said Bnei Rachel Yishlaim Amen, you've got to say Yalav Yavoi, you're sick in this brachon or Boruch Shenosin Yom Tov Layamo Yisrael Lissimcha Lutikorin Baruch Mekadesh Yisrov Yazman. Omalei Manom, who said over this Kiddush? Rav said over this Kiddush. Hode Yosef, they sat down a third time a comma. Toivli Hiske Shom Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh, if you got to say Yalav Yovi in benching, is also, if you said Baruch Mekadesh Yisrov Yazman, you could say Baruch Shenosin Rosh Chodesh Lam Yisrov Lizikor. Now, Baloy Yadana here, he wasn't sure, he Yom Abba Simchiloi, he had to put in the word Simcha for Rosh Chodesh also or not. So you have to end off with a Baruch Atah Hashem or not. And if he's there, he's a rabbi. He didn't know if he himself said it or he heard all this from his Rebbe. About Rosh Chodesh. So tomorrow, Barmin Yume Hevi Koyi Kaim with Rav Nachman. He was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Toya Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman made a mistake in benching Vice Versa on Shabbos. He left out with